started Shlosha Shachlu, we discussed the Rambam on the first daf. The Gemara says that three women can bench Mezumin, and there was a Machlokes HaRishonim, whether it means that it's a Rishus, or it means that it's a Chayva. The Tchilos HaSugya Memhemed base clearly is that it's only Rishus. Then the Shal is, once you get to the Maskana, it could be like the Vilna Gaon, like the Rosh, that it's a Chayva, it's not a Rishus. So we saw the Rambam there writes that the three women can bench mezuman is only mezuman belishem, but you cannot have zimun b'shem. So we saw the case. The Mishnah gave an explanation why, because it's a dover pasha. That's the Mishnah Megillah that bench mezuman b'shem is a dover shebikdusha. So you need asara anoshim b'nei chorim b'nei bris, and women cannot constitute a minyan for dover shebikdusha. So we gave an alternate way to understand the Rambam, not necessarily assuming that Mizumin Basar is a Dovah Shebikdusha. So we mentioned that Rav Soloveitchik said that in Europe there were two minhagim, whether one stands up and you bench Mizumin Basar, whether you stand up or not, because we usually assume that a Dovah Shebikdusha needs a Midah. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes from the Achrenim have a Yerushalmi like that. So the Dovah Shebikdusha needs Amidah. Then the Magen Avraham quotes, the Arizal says that it's a Tos Sofer. You have to cross out the whole Yerushalmi. There is no such thing. But the early Rachrenim had such a line in the Yerushalmi that when the Garibari the Shofet, Ehud came to stab Egla Melech Moyach. And he was a lefty and he had the life knife over there. So he told him, Dvar Lekim Li Eilecha. He has a message from the Rabban Shalom. So Eglon stood up. So when he stood up, then he was able to stab him to death. So the Yerushalmi says, from that you see, Dvar Lekim Li Eilecha, that you have to stand for Dovah Shebikdusha. So the Arizal crosses it out, he says, there is no such thing. Okay. But many assume that that is the din, that you stand for Dovah Shebikdusha. So if you should treat Mezumin Basar as a Dovah Shebikdusha, so we understand the minig that many had, the practice in Europe, many communities had a practice, that when you bench Basar, everybody stands up. Stands up a little bit, stands up a lot. Different minhagim there too. Rav Soloveitchik said that in Lithuania they didn't stand up at all because they didn't follow that Kesa Mishnah. They assumed that Bencha Mizumin Basar is not a Dovah Shebikdusha. And the Hoychocha was the Mishkan is Yankiv's proof from that Gemara Megillah that we mentioned yesterday. That the Mishnah Megillah lists off all the things that need Asar, Ben Yecharim, Ben Ebris, and so on. So it says, Litzov Dvarim Shebikdusha, and the Gemara says the reason for all of those, Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Kriyas HaTorah, because when Igdash to Bisof and Eiswal, the word Toch has the connotation of Asar. And then the Gemara has for Bench and Mizum and Basar, is a different explanation, La Barachara. Why didn't the Gemara just say, because it's a Dovah Shebikdusha? So the simple reading of the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah is Yankel said. The simple reading of the Gemara seems to imply that it's not a Dovah Shebikdusha. It's a different reason why you need Asar. So yesterday we were discussing the Mishnah Memtes on the base. Rabbi Yosef Aglili seems that he's moided to Rabbi Akiva. Ma matzina bebeis haknes lechem rubim lechem uatim. You don't say a difference between the Nevorech and Baruch Hu. So the same is true regarding Bench and Mezumah. Rabbi Yosef Aglili distinguishes, but they don't distinguish. So we were suggesting yesterday within Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Yosef Aglili agrees in Beis HaKnesses, you don't change the Nusach, whether you have Nachma, whether you have 10, or 100, or 1,000, or 10,000. But by Bench and Mezumin, you do. So why is he made the Beis HaKnesses? Tosfos gave up some Balabatish explanation. A different explanation why? Because in Beis HaKnesses, people are coming and going, and the Labadaita Dishatz, how's he going to calculate, how's the Chazan going to calculate whether he still has 10,000 people or a few people left. A different Hezbollah Tosfos gives. So we suggested yesterday an alternate shot to Tosfos that maybe Rabbi Yosef Aglili says that when you have 10 people in Shul, that represents all of Klal Yisrael. So it's not that these 10 people are a large enough group that they're entitled B'roi v'om haras melech, they have the right to say a shevach takolish bohu. It is based on B'roi v'om haras melech, so the larger the crowd, so there's more B'roi v'om haras melech, so then you should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with even a nicer shevach. So that's perhaps where Rabbi Yosef Aglili distinguishes. He says when you bench mezuman basar, It's based on Makelis Baruch Hu Elokim. Beroivam Harus Melech. The larger the crowd, so the more they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you have 100, if you have 1,000, if you have 10,000, you say more. When you have a minyan, for Dvarim Shebikdusha, the minyan represents all of Klal Yisrael. So that doesn't make a difference, but you're going to have 100 or 1,000 or 10,000. It's not that 10 people are a large enough crowd to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you should argue out the point and say, well, if you have a bigger crowd, the Makelos Baruch Hu Elokim, say a bigger Shemach. No, the 10 people represent the whole of Klal Yisrael. So it's not shaykh to get any better. Maybe that's pshat in Rabbi Yosef. Then the shaykh is, but it's, so we don't passing like Rabbi Yosef. Gemara says we passing like Rabbi Akiva, that you don't change the Nusach at all. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Halacha ki Rabbi Akiva. Gemara says, Anuna Medalf. We pass like Rabbi Akiva. That when you bench Mezumin, it doesn't change when you have 100, 1,000, 10,000. The Gemara tells a story that on one occasion, Rabbeinu Rav Chama Bar Buzi, Iklu Lebei Reish Galusa, and the Shaila was, they're going to bench Mezumin. Maybe they have 100 people. So they started to count, to make a calculation. They have 100 people. Come Rav Chama, become a Hadar Abbei Meir. Trying to figure out what he had made. Amalei Rabbeinu. Ravina said it's irrelevant. Latzvichas, Achiyam, Rabbi Alochi, Rabbi Akiva. We pass like Rabbi Akiva, that it doesn't change. So the shaila is, once you pass like Rabbi Akiva, why doesn't it change? So the case of Mishnah can argue the point to say that's exactly why it doesn't change, because to bench Mezum and Basur is also a Davar Shebikdusha. So just like in the Beis HaKnesses, when you have 10, that represents all of Klal Yisrael. So you can't get better than 10. The 10 represent Gans Klal Yisrael. So if you have, it doesn't make it better if you have 100, 1,000, or 10,000. Or one could say, no, that Rabbi Akiva is masking to Rabbi Yosef Glili's distinction, that by benching Mezumin, it's not a vart of Dovah Shebikdusha, but he holds that it should be the same as in the Beis HaKnesses, that you don't change. So that's unclear. That's unclear. Rabbi Yosef Glili seems, places gave a different shot to Rabbi Yosef Glili. But if you say this alternate shot to Rabbi Yosef Glili, so you say Rabbi Yosef Glili is saying this distinction. The bench of Mezumin Basar is not a Dovah Shebikdusha, as opposed to davening the Beis HaKnesses is a Dovah Shebikdusha. Dovah Shebikdusha, the 10 people represent all of Klal Yisrael. And then the Shaila is still open, so we don't pass like Rabbi Yosef Glili, we pass like Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva disagrees fundamentally with Rabbi Yosef Glili. He holds that bench of Mezumin Basar is mamish the same as Beis HaKnesses, it's also a Dovah Shebikdusha. That's how the Kes Mishnah holds. And the Mishkenes Yankiv claims otherwise. Mishkenes Yankiv proves it from the Gemara Megillah. It's not once you say that it's a machlokes hatanaim, so you can't really prove it from the Gemara. The Mishnah Megillah says the following things need 10 people. It says duchening, you need 10 people. So the Rishonim say duchening is not based on the Dovah Shebikdusha. Duchening is a different pasuk, and Dovah Shebikdusha is a different pasuk. And the Gemara seems to say that benching bazar is a different reason why. So the Mishkenes Yankiv wants to prove in that Gemara that bench in Basar is not a Dovah Shebikdusha. Truth of the matter doesn't prove. You can say that the Mishnah writes a din, you need 10, the bench b'shem, muskam l'chol adeis, bein l'Rabbi Akiva, bein l'Rabbi Yosef Glili. So it could be the Gemara is giving an explanation to satisfy Rabbi Yosef Glili. If you all like Rabbi Akiva, maybe the reason why you bench Basar B'Shem is because it is a Dovah Shebikdusha. That's exactly why it doesn't change. Kemova Beis HaKnesses doesn't change, but benching it also doesn't change. Once you say that, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds from that distinction. So the Gemara Megillah doesn't really prove the point. Could be Gemara is explaining, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't need that explanation. Could be that it is a Dovah Shebikdusha. Okay.
So
you
get a minyan.
What do you mean you have in two different rooms, you mean?
What I mean is that I could say a Barbeis Abu. You get a minion Barbeis Abu for davening. So that's not a Barbeis Knesset. So if you're taking the Lashon of Dafu Barbeis Knesset,
No, it doesn't have to be. We daven here. This is our classroom. Yeah. It's used for secular purposes after we finish. It's not a Beis HaKnesses. Right. The dinim are the same. No. You're pointing out that the next Mishnah says you can be mitzaref people from different. It doesn't really say that the Mishnah says in the Tosfos on the base Nun Amid Beis, the second Taisa says, Shamish Mitzarfon Azimun. The Mishnah says if you have two different groups, Bizmanshi Mikzasim Roy, the two different groups sitting in the same restaurant, let's say. So and the restaurant is L shaped. So one group, let's say you have seven people sitting over here, seven people sitting over there, and each one you don't have a mezumin basara, but if seven and seven are added up together, you have 14, so you have basara. So the shah is that they mitzar from yachar anat. So the Mishnah says, "Bizmanshi Mikzasim Roy Mei Loseil." If some of the seven in this group can see some of the seven in the other group, then it's mitzar. What if they're so far apart in the cell-shaped room, they can't, none of them can see any of the other group? So then the Mishnah doesn't say, but the Gemara says, Tanam, Yei Shamish Meneim, Shamish Mitzarfim. If there's one way they're serving up both tables, so then the Shamish Mitzarfim. So you could argue the point and say the Shamish is only Mitzarif them if they're all in the same room. Or Mitzasim Rai Melu, say Lazol, if everybody's in the same room. That's how it sounds in the Mishnah. Shtei Chabur Shohi Ochlis Bebayis Echot. They're both eating in the same room. How can it be that they're eating in the same room and they're not Roy Meilu Eseilu? Either the room is L-shaped, or Taisa says they put a curtain in between and they can't see. What if the people will be sitting in two different rooms? Maybe you cannot be Mitzarf them, because the Gemara says in Erevin, there's a Gemara in Erevin in Perikol Gagas, and it's a Gemara, Taisa Simsochin, that to be Mitzarf people to a minion, to Davin, to Dovish Abigdusha, all the 10 people have to be in the same room. Can't have 9 people in one room, 9 people in the other room, add up to 18. You don't have 18, you don't have 10. You have to have all the people have to be in the same room. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Shulman Levi, Avila Mechitza Shel Barzalainim Apsekis Ben Yisrael Avim Shabbat Shamayim. Even if some people are in this room, some people in the other room, they can answer Kedusha. Taisa says, yeah, if you have 10 people in one room, and the other fellow is all alone outside in the street or in the other room, so he doesn't have a minion where he is, where he's standing, there's no minion, but inside the shul, there is a minion. So because they have a minion, they're able to say Dovish Bigdusha. So Rabbi Shimon Levi says, even this Yachid or the group of Yachidim who don't have a minion where they are, and they're not Mitztarif with the others, they can also answer the Dovish Bigdusha. But it's only by Medva Mamurim. If you start off, you have a minion in one room. But if you don't have a minion in one room, then Tesh says, you don't say Afinu Mechitzu Shal Barz Aleinim Apsekis Bein Yisrael Aviyam Shabashman. If they're not all together in the same room, they're not Mitztarif from Yachid to a minion. So here it says that the bench mezumen b'shloisha or boasora. Taisa says on Amid Beis, Anun Amid Beis, the mamas choshamish mitzarfen. Who adin b'shnei batim? If you have 9 people in one room, 9 people in another room, or mishamshe mizulazu, and you have a shamish who said the same waiter is serving on all of the tables, then mitzarfen yachad or mitzosim roy meilu esdele from two different rooms. Aye, but the Mishnah says only if it's in the same room. Doesn't it sound from the Mishnah only? Shtei chabur shayochlis b'bayis echot. So Taisa says no. The Mishnah says v'hod denaka b'masnisim b'bayis echem shem chidush deseif apila b'bayis echem im lav ei mezamnim. If there's a curtain separating or it's an L-shaped room, then they're not roy meilu eseilu. Then they're not mitzarfim despite the fact that it's in one room. That's what the Mishnah means to say. But the fact that if mitzosim roim meilu eseilo, if you have a shamish mitzarfim, that would be mitzarev, that would be good even not only if it's b'cheder echod, even if it's b'shnei batim, even in two different rooms also. So that's a shaila. Does that apply to davening to a davish b'kedusha? So we assume it does not apply. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is very upset. Why some amekel on this? He says it was only yahavamina and the Rashba, and the Rashba himself doesn't say it alocha lamais. You have to have 10 people in the same room. So that's how can you have a machlekes whether bench in basar is a davish b'kedush? How could there be a machlekes in rishayim and in achrayim in the case of Mishnah with the Mishkanes Yankif and so on? Whether you stand up or you don't stand up, how can there be a machlekes within Rabbi Akiva? Isn't it often in the way we assume over here that it's different? That it's not a davish b'kedush. It's only because lavarachara. So if you have 10 people, mitzosim roi meilu eseilu, they are mitzdafim, even though they're not mitzdafim, to constitute a davish b'kedusha. See, the raya from the Gemara before, that the Gemara said b'feirish, the Gemara said that it's the same. If you have 9 gedoylim and 1 kotna, they mitzdafim to make a minion, is the same issue, they mitzdafim to bench mezumen. So the chayyim should be the same issue. They mitzarfim to duchen also, because the Mishnah Megillah puts it all together. Mishnah Megillah puts together. You have to have 10 people. You have to have 10 people. Asora b'nei chorim, asora gedolim b'nei chorim b'nei bris. for all of these purposes. So lists all various things that the Mishnah says for the purpose of duchening, for the purpose of benching mizum and b'shem, and for the purpose of creating davish b'kedusha. So if the din is that nine b'nei chorin and one eved, or nine gedolim and one tinek hamutal barista, I'm going to start from the yachad from mizumen. So you tell me that the Mishnah doesn't contradict that. So who are denami by the duchening? Who are denami by the davish b'kedusha? The din will be the same by all of them, because it's all in one Mishnah. So that's perhaps why the Gemara puts it all together. The Gemara says, if you hold that Tisha Gedolim and a Tinek Muta Bal Risam at Starfim for Bench and Mizumin purposes, so you say it doesn't contradict the Mishnah and Megillah, so who are the Nami that'll be Mitzdarfim for Duchening? Who are the Nami that'll be Mitzdarfim for Minyan, for Davening, to recite the Dovah Shavik Dusha? Maybe that's why the Gemara, maybe that's why the Babli puts it together. Tosfos quoted the Yerushalmi that split between them, and then Tosfos quotes on Mem Ches and Manat. They quote the Rabbeinatam. Haimer Rabbeinatam, you can't paskin like the Bereishis. Rabbi, if you should chodok al Gemara Shalom, the Gemara said beferish that it's the same. But the fact that Gemara puts it together doesn't necessarily mean that it's a benchin basaros of Dovah Shebikdusha that was brought up yesterday. Could be that it's just because it's all mentioned in the same Mishnah Megillah, so they should have the same din. So once the Gemara assumes, if you're like Rabbi Shimon Levi, if Rabbi Natan should assume even the Maskana, Rabbi Shimon Levi is not rejected, the Gemara says, it doesn't go back on everything, only goes on the later memories. That's how Rabbi Natan says. So if you say like that, so it goes, you can be mitzar for cotton not only for bench mezumin, ba'asara, you can be mitzar for cotton for the Dvarim Shebikdusha as well. That's how the Gemara put it together. Because the Mishnah Megillah puts it
together. It's not arrived in Shabbos. This of the Shabbos is reserved because the Gemara's in the Yates of the Netas generally would not be. Altis of the Shabbos is as if 10 people are reading together. So 10 people are reading in this room, 10 people are reading in that room. So that's what you could bench. But I'm filling it, not shy for the Shabbos to bring them together. You don't have 10 people. Wherever he's a Shabbos, so you have 10 people reading together.
Because there's a special one that Shamus is sort of to the, it's as if he's eating. Basically, maybe it is a double Shabbos Kedusha, but by Achila, each one has 10 people eating together. Because the Shamus
goes to go.
Let's say
Mitzasim Roy Meilu Eselo.
I don't know the Shamus.
Mitzasim
Roy Meilu Eselo, so it's
good.
Mitzasim Roy Meilu Eselo,
maybe it is a
lot. You say the Shamus doesn't apply by davening.
I know.
That's what you say. There is no shamas by davening. Yeah. No, but mitzvahs and roi meilu eselah. That's the shadow that we usually have. You have 9 people in one room, 9 people in another room, and the rooms are open into each other, but they're clearly 2 distinct rooms. So are they mitzdarfim? So if a benchim mizum and Taisis claims, it doesn't really say it in the Mishnah and the Gemara. Taisis claims on amen beis who adin b'shnei bat. That's what we assume aloch alamaisa. And for davening, ruba the ruba of the paskim are not happy about that. They hold it's not right. So l'chora, that's because we assume that davening is a davar shebikdusha. Need dominion in one room. That's the Gemara in Erevin. Need dominion in one room, and for bench and mezum, and it's not a davar shebikdusha. That's the pashtus. That what?
He's only talking about a shamus because the story is that wherever the shamus is, he's part of that tent. That's the halacha. That the shamus is reserved for the zimun. So even if it's 2 houses or 3 houses,
it
make no difference.
I don't know, we have to, yeah. I don't know, the din of shamash mitzar from leziman, is that only if the shamash is eating? We should look in Shulchan Aruch. How does it say in the Rambam? Let's see, base. That din, the shamash is mitzar from leziman if he eats kazayis. The shamash ochel kazayis. And what about this din, perikei and brokas, halacha yud base? I thought the shamash just makes it as if they're mitzasim roi meilu eselu. Perikei halacha yud beis. Yeah, but because here we have a din. If you have 9 people in one room, 9 people in another room, mitzasim roi meilu eselu, so they mitzdarfim. So they maybe the shamish mitzdarfim is considered as if it's mitzasim roi meilu.
Then
maybe I don't know.
Wherever he goes, he eats. He makes ten wherever he is.
The Rambam doesn't add on to the Gemara. It just says, "Vim shamish echad beinem shuhu hoylach ha mishamish The chabur is all the chabur is all. It starts from the zimmer echad after the shemitz aselu roi melu aselu. He doesn't require that he should eat anything. My impression was in the Gemara also that he's not eating anything. We should look in the Mishnah Berurah, see if he talks about it. Yeah. Yeah, you only have two people eating. So if the Shamish is eating, then he's mashlim nitziruf to the mezumen. And here we're talking, they're 9 and 9, but they're not roi melu aselu. So if the Shamish is waiting on both tables, then it's considered as if Royim Afal Pishen Royim Elu as Elu is considered as if you have Elu as Elu, even though the Shamish maybe is not eating. Maybe the Shamish is not even eating at all over here. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim who distinguish is the Ezras Nashim separated from the men's section with the mechitza that's attached to the floor that's not movable, or is it a portable mechitza? So he says if it's attached to the floor, it's mamish two different rooms. So then you cannot be mitzareif. Most of the poskim hold you cannot be mitzareif people from two different rooms. But let's say you have a minyan of people in the men's section, and one or two men are davening in the women's section. So that's the din. They can answer davar shebikdusha. But one of them wants to say kaddish. So where he is, he doesn't have a minyan. So how can he say kaddish? He can't say kaddish unless there's a minyan where he is. If the portable mechitzas, so then it's not considered two different rooms. It's enough. The women can daven there, even though it's not two rooms. It's only considered two different rooms if it's attached to the ground. That's how the Mishnah Berurah calls. So what does Rabbi Akiva argue with Rabbi Yosef? Again, in the Mishnah, Mem Tes and Beis, Rabbi Akiva says, you don't change whether you have 100, 1,000, or 10,000. So the same thing is by Benjamin Zimmer. So Rabbi Kiva uses a lashon in the Beis HaKnesset. We always say Baruch Hu Es Hashem. You don't change. You don't say Baruch Hu Es Hashem Elokei HaKruvim Elokei Yisrael. You don't add on Kefi HaMinyan. So Rabbi Kiva uses the lashon in the Beis HaKnesset Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel happens to disagree, but Rabbi Kiva says no. More correct is to say Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevoyroch. What do you gain by saying Baruch Hu Es Machlo? What do you usually do when there's a machlek Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel? Usually aloha Rabbi Akiva mechavera. Whenever there's a machlek Rabbi Akiva and others, so we usually disagree with Rabbi Akiva. Here the Gemara tells a story right before the Mishnah. Rafim bar Popo ikla the beknishda da beguba kom korabik sifra. They gave him an aliyah, and a wise guy says Baruch Hu Es Hashem. He doesn't say Baruch Hu Es Hashem hamverach. The leishdik v'lama hamverach. He didn't finish. So all the people in the shul started to scream at him. He didn't say it right. On my Rava, he says, he makes a comment. What was his name? Rafim Bar Papa. Why do you have to get involved in a machlekes hatanoin? Vadi plukta lamaloch. What hano gamak Rabbi Shmuel? The minig oilim is like Rabbi Shmuel. Furthermore, Rabbi Kiva says you don't have to say hamavarach. Rabbi Shmuel says you do have to say. If you'll say hamavarach, according to Rabbi Kiva, he'll be masking that it's certainly good. So why shouldn't you say hamavarach to satisfy the both opinions? And the minhag olam is that you do say hamavayroch. What's the significance of adding Baruch Hu Es Hashem hamavayroch? So the Gemara explains on the next line. Amar Shmuel yol mal yotzi atzma min haklal. If you say Baruch Hu Es Hashem, it's like you're telling the other people you should say a bracha, but I don't care to get involved. If you say Baruch Hu Es Hashem hamavayroch, so even the mazmin, even the mezamin, even the shliach tzibur is also saying that Hashem is mevayroch. He's also praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what Shmuel says. Shmuel's comment is sort of along the lines of Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel himself is not talking about Rabbi Shmuel. He's really talking about the Lashon before. That the Mishnah says that if you have a mezuman of three, so you say, Baruch Shachalna Mishaloi. If you have a mezuman of four or more, so you say, instead of saying, how does he say? If you have only three, so you say Nevorech Shachal Mishalon. If you have four or more, then you say Baruch Hu Shachal Mishalon. How do we say? Nevorech. Nevarech shachal mishalom. No, he's saying Nevarech shachal mishalom. And Nevarech elokeinu shachal mishalom. We always say Nevarech. So the Mishnah says if you would have four or more, then you don't have to say Nevarech. Let us all together. He can say to the other three, Baruch Hu shachal mishalom. He can tell them Aloshin Tzivu. So Shmuel says it's still better to say Nevarech, because Baruch Hu, you're telling them they should say a Baruch and Nevarech. Let's all join in together. So I'm not being Moitzi Esatzma min HaKlal. I'm also saying I want to say a Baruch. So the Gemara asks the Kasha and Shmuel, but doesn't the Mishnah contradict them? The Mishnah draws the contrast between three and more than three, between 10 and more than 10. That if you have exactly three, you have exactly 10. Then you have to say Nevarech, because you have to be mitzvah of yourself to be able to bench the mezumin over here. But if you have four or more, you have 11 or more, then the Mishnah sounds like you're free to say Baruch Hu, Shachal Mishalom. That's the Gemara's Kasha Tanan. B'shloisha v'hu, if you have four people or more, I'm a Baruch Hu. And for the Gemara, that's exactly what Shmuel is telling you, that the Mishnah does mean to say that that's preferable. It means to say that that's permissible to say Baruch Hu, Af Baruch Hu. Zag the Gemara, Eima, Zag Azai, Af Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu is acceptable. Mekom Akom, Nivarech is also good. Mekom Akom, Nivarech, Odif. What do you mean, Odif? It's preferable. So from the Hemshech HaGemara, it's going to be clear that it's not preferable, but they're equal. One opinion in the Tanoim is that it is preferable. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta, HaNakdonim Tov Samosel Al Kach. If you're going to say Baruch Hu instead of Nivarech, when you have four or more, you have 11 or more, so the Nagdanim would give the guy a hard time. Who are the Nagdanim? So the Poshib Shat Nagdanim are the people who are medactic on the little Nakudas. They're makbid on the correct pronunciation of every letter, Milel, Milera, and they're makbid on Losh Nakudish, yeah, the Kapdanim, the people who are makbid on Dikto. On the left-hand margin, they have another girsa with another interpretation. Instead of a Dalet HaNagdanim, they have a girsa HaNakronim. What is Nakronim? Kigmo, Kigon Tanakoilas, Hamanakeres, Ba'ashpo. Nitpickers, like hens that are pecking away and nibbling on little things. So these are the people who pick on tiny little things in the sitter. You got to say this properly, you got to say that properly. The same as Nakdonim, but a totally different source for that. If you replace the dalit with the resh, nakronim, so that's like tanakoilas, hamanakeres ba'ashpa. This is not an ashpa, this is a siddur. They're being medactic on the correct nusach, but the word lenaker means to be nitpicking. So the Gemara makes it clear that's only the nakdonim. But aside from the nakdonim, the Brisa says, the sefta begins. Bein shama baruch hu, bein shama nevaruch, ein tov sumo sakach. It's equal, equally acceptable. When the Gemara says on the top line, Av baruch hu is acceptable, mikom akom nevaruch adiv. So what does it mean nevaruch adiv? Preferable. So it's not preferable. The Gemara is going to say that it's equal. The Nakdonim insists that nevaruch is preferable. And we don't follow that sheet. So Rashi changed the gears to the top Taisa points out. Rashi changed the gears because the way it says in our Gemara, Nevarach Adif means that Nevarach is preferable. The Mishnah doesn't say that. So Rashi changed the gears and says, Af Nevarach Nami is acceptable. Af Nevarach is acceptable. And Taisa shows from the Gemara in Zvachim and in Zalmikam and Daf Memches that the word Adif doesn't always mean that X is to be preferred. Adif over Y means X is as acceptable as Y is acceptable. Just like X. Just means that it's acceptable. So Taisus says, "Va'kuntris moichek odif." Rashi crossed out the gears on the top line. The truth of the matter is, "Asi shaper odif kide perishes." You don't have to cross it out. The gears is good the way it is. So how does the Gemara prove? How does the Gemara prove that they're equally acceptable? On the top line, the next Mishnah says that if you have three people, between three and six people, they're not allowed to be mechalek. Because if you have three people, you have a mezumin. You have four, five, you have only one mezumin, so they're not allowed to split. But if you have six, then they can split, they'll have a mezumin of three, they'll have a mezumin of three. Correct the Gemara, but if you say that if you have four people saying Baruch Hu The mezamen saying baruch to the three is to be preferred over saying the varech shachal nemishaloi. It's nicer to say baruch. So the Mishnah should say that if you have four, you're not allowed to be mechalek. If you have six, you shouldn't be allowed to be mechalek to two groups of three and three, because if they'll split to two groups, each group will only be able to say nevarach. No, neither group will be able to say baruch. And the Mishnah sounds like baruch is preferable. So why does the Mishnah say if you have six? Vav nechlokim arasor. If you have six people, you can split it up into two groups of mezuman. Each one is going to have a mezuman of three. But if you say a mezuman of four is preferable to a mezuman of three, so the Mishnah should say that if you have six, they're not allowed to split. Only if you have eight, then they can split. From 8 to 10, they can split. From 10 and above, you should say each time like that. You shouldn't be allowed to split if you have 20, unless you have 22, because you'll be able to say Baruch Hu instead of saying the Varech. So that's what the Gemara says in the third line. Yeah, Mibishleim and the Baruch Hu, if they're equally acceptable, the Baruch and Baruch Hu is all the same thing. Shmach and Nechlokim, that's why if you have 6, they have 20, you're allowed to split. Eli Amrit, Baruch Hu Adiv, but if you're going to tell me that the saying Baruch Hu is preferable to saying the Varech, so why does it say in the Mishnah that if you have 6, you have 20, they can split? Elav Shmamino, it's all equal. Shmamino, fine. Then the Gemara quotes the Braisa, then Akdonim Atav Smos HaKach, but strictly speaking, it's okay. So that's how we pass. So Taisa says, our meaning is that we always say Nevarech. We never say Baruch. Then the Gemara gives differences in Nusach. Liuchoysav, the Tosefta says, Mi berchoysav shalot, if a person says a bracha, Nikar and Tam Chochem hu im lav ketza, Rebbe Yomer, if he says, Uve tuvoi choyinu, Areza Tam Chochem, if he says, Umi tuvoi, Areza bur. What's the difference between Uve tuvoi choyinu and Mi tuvoi? Mi tuvoi sounds like a Kodesh Bo, like a mem is memayit. Min ha-boka, min ha-tzon. A mem is memayit. So mi tuvoi sounds like the Rebbe Shalom gives us a little bit of kindness. Ube tuvoi chayinu sounds like more. So it's more proper is that you say ube tuvoi chayinu sounds like more. Frek di Gemara, why do you say, what's wrong with the mem? Omle abay l'rabdimi, frek takashe, but there's a pasuk in Shmuel where he's mispalot ha-Hadosh Baruch Hu, umi birchoscha yivarech beis avdecho li-oilom. So how come he says and libir choscha should have said ubibir choscha yivarech beis avdecho liyoda? And for the Gemara b'sheila shiny, if he asking somebody for a taiva, so it's not derech eretz to ask for so much of a taiva. Should he ask for a smaller taiva? So that's what he's saying. Libir choscha. The mem is memai. Frag the Gemara b'sheila nami haksiv harchipich ba'amaleihu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Bnei Yisrael, ask for the world and I'll give you. Hachad picha, open up your mouth and ask for everything. Whenever you ask for, I'll give you. So what do you tell me that the Acharet dictates that if you're asking, should ask ani omer al hapes, just ask for a little bit, but the pasuk says hachad picha v'amaleihu. And with the Gemara, no, that hachad picha v'amaleihu doesn't go on wealth. It doesn't go on mili d'alma. It only goes hu b'divitaruhu d'chsiv amili d'shmaya. Hachad picha, ask for a lot of ruchnias v'amaleihu, and I will fulfill your wish. But to ask for physical brachas, and there Derech Eretz dictates, you should say, you should knock it down, you should tone it down, and sheilo shiny. You should limit the bakasha. But when you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was kind to us, so you shouldn't say he gave us some kindness. Mi tuva chayinu. Mi tuva means to limit, to minimize the tov. So you should really say, uve tuva chayinu. Then the Gemara makes a distinction also. You can tell whether the fellow is a Talmid Chacham or a Bur. Tanya Rabbi Yoimer, Bituva Chayinu, Hareza Talmid Chacham. If he say, Baruch Shahan Mishaloi, Ubituva Chayinu, we all live together, Bituva Chayinu, out of God's kindness. So that's the proper Nusa. But if, what if he say, Bituva Chayim, the people live through the kindness of God, Hareza Bur, why? Because he's excluding himself. He leaves himself out. That's why. What does Rashi say? Uve tuva chayim areza bud hotzi yatzatzma min haklal. Uve tuva chayim means, and out of God's goodness, people live. But he's not talking about himself, it's not people in general live. He should have said, choyinu, I too live. out of the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if he leaves himself out, so that's Harei Zabur. Nahar Beloi Masne Ipcha, they thought that it's more correct to say the reverse, Uvetuva Chayim, as opposed to V'chayinu. But Lei Silchus HaKanar Beloi, we don't accept that. Okay, so we accept the way Rebbe said, the first version. Amar Rabbi Yechon, there are two ways to say. You say Nevorach She'achalna Mishalo, and Nevorach Lemi She'achalna Mishalo. So you say, if you say Nevorach Lemi She'achalna Mishalo, let's all bless the one who gave us all the food. So if you say Lemi She'achalna Mishalo, so Rashi explains, sounds like some people are given their food from one person, and other people get food, everybody else gets food from different people. So it sounds like Nevorach Lemi She'achalna Mishalo sounds like you're going to praise the Balabos who gave you the food. That's a different thing. At the end of the bench, you have to praise the Balabos. Rachmei Vorachas Balabais Hazeh, if he paid for the food. If he didn't pay for the food, so you're the Balabais. You're paying for your own food. But there is an Indian to say bracha to the Balabais, but that's not what it means, Nevorach She'achalna Mishalo. We mean the Rabbanu Shalom. So that's why it's better not to say Lemi She'achalna Mishalo. Lemi She'achalna Mishalo, Rashi explains, implies that some people get from their food from their boss, and other people get their food from their balabos. We want to all praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Freg Dig Marakasha, but the expression Lemi Shachal Mishaloi, why do you say that that sounds like it's a human being? Ivo Armina, but that's the Nusach that we recite in the Haggadah. On Pesach night, we say the Baruch Hu, Lemi Shosa Elavaseinu V'lonu Eskol Anisim O'elu Otziona Mi'avdes L'cheres Mi'ogad Simcha, etc. So they say Lemi Shosa Elavaseinu V'lonu. We're not so medactic to say to me that some people do us tovus and other people do tovus to other people. Lemi shalom saying is a reference to the Rabbanu Shalom. So what's so bad over here? So the Gemara says no. When it comes to giving food, so it sounds like you're praising the Balabas when you say Lemi shalom shalom. But over there in the Haggadah, the Nusach of the Broche, you say a praise. Lemi shalom saying is called Anisim Hoelu. So the Gemara answers, it's clear from the outset that you're talking about the Rabbanu Shalom. Ma David Nisim Kod Shebrichu. Who does Nisim? Nisim are. Lemi She'achalna Mishalo is that human beings give food. They invite people over to eat by them. But the only one who does Nisim is the Rabbanu Shalom. So there it's clear that the reference is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Gemara has another detail. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, what should you say? Baruch She'achalna Mishalo, that's how we say the Nusach, HaReiz HaTamachochem. But if we say, Alamazon She'achalna Mishalo, HaReiz HaBur. It sounds like the only thing, when you say, Baruch She'achalna Mishalo, let's praise God, the one who gave us the food, but we're praising God for everything. We're going to thank Him for giving us Torah and Bris and Eretz Yisrael and Malchus Beis David and Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash, many, many, many things. If you say, Nevorech, Elak Nevorech Alamozen Shechan Mishalo, sounds like you're limiting your thanksgiving only to the food, which is not correct. And the Gemara says, Amar Afuna Beid Rabbi Shua Lo Amar Nela. The only time that serves that poses a problem is Bishloisha Deleka Shem Shemaim. You don't say Shem Hashem. Avol Bo Asara Dika Shem Shemaim. Muchu Chamilsa. What's Muchu Chamilsa? That what? That even though you say, how does he prove it? Kiddusnan. So what was the issue, and why is it basar that it's not a problem? Why is it basar it's not a problem? So what does Rashi write here? The issue is that you didn't say v'loktani mishalom al hamazon she'achalnu. You don't say mishalom. See, if he's saying, what's the toss up? What's the alternative? What's the false way of translating the line? Yochanan says, you say Baruch Shachan Mishlo, you shouldn't say Baruch Nevarach Al Amazon Shachalnu Mishlo. Why? If you're going to say Al Amazon Shachalnu, why is I raise that boor? What's the problem? Without saying the word Mishalom. So it sounds like what? Rashi, Mashma, Shehu, Yechidi, Shakol, Ochle, Mishalom. So if you say, Nevorach, Shachal, No, Mishalom, is mashma, everybody is ochel mishalo. Ultimately, the Rabbanu Shalom gives all the parnas. But if you're going to say nevaruch ala mazon shachal mishalo, so then what? You're going to leave out the word mishalo. You're going to say nevaruch, let's bless God, ala mazon shachalnu. Since you didn't say mishalo,
maybe that's what you're saying ala mazon.
So what's wrong with mazon with that saying?
That's mazon with everything else.
I don't know, what does Rashi say? Lemi shachal na mishalo. That's the other Gemara. Rashi writes, the issue is that you didn't say mishalo. So what are you going to misinterpret over here? If you have asara, there's nothing to misinterpret. And if you don't have asara and you don't mention Shem Hashem, so what is there to misinterpret? You think it sounds like he's blessing the balabas, because the baruch al amazon she'achalnu. Not sure. What does it say on the side? The mischazi commanded mevorach le lemazon. The baruch al amazon she'achalnu. If you say she'achalnu mishalo, you're praising Hakadosh Baruch Hu who gave us the mazon. But if you leave out the word mishalo and you say nevorach al amazon she'achalnu, it sounds like you're praising the food. Let us praise the food. That's what it sounds like. That's what the Girsa Tzarif HaRosh is. Okay. So the Gemara says, but if he's benching Basaris, they mentioned Shem Shamayim, so it's clear that you're not praising the food, you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives us the food. Okay. Then the Gemara explains Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Haglili, and the Gemara says, Halacha ki Rabbi Akiva. Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, yeah. What did Mar tell the story? Rabbina Rav Chama Bar Buzi Iklil Bei Reish Galusa that we saw. Yeah. Omar Rove by the tiny letter Vav. Omar Rove Ki Achlinon Rifta Bei Reish Galusa. Every so often they would have a big meal at the Reish Galusa's place. And the Reish Galusa would bench Mezuman out loud, and there would be such a big crowd they simply would not all be able to hear the benching. The practice, Bizman HaGemara, till the days of the Shulchan Aruch, practice was that the one who benches Mezuman says the whole benching, and the other just say Amen. The Rabbi Yotze with Amen, if they hear every word that the Mezuman is reciting, but if they don't hear all the words, so you don't say Kol Ha'anam Mekilo Ha'itzi Brochum Epiv Domi. It doesn't help. So their practice was that there was such a big crowd, the Gemara says, they wouldn't be able to hear the benching from the Reish Galusa. So he says the practice was Kachlina Rifta Bei Reish Galusa. So what we used to do was Mevachina Gimel Gimel. We used to bench Mezuman three at a time, and then they would tiptoe out. Zakti Gemar Vila. But they had a whole crowd of 150 people reading there, or more, a big crowd. So they mechuyev to bench Bo Asara. And the Mishnah says if you have 10, you're not allowed to break up to less. Or if you have 20, you have to break up to two groups of 10 each. So how can they bench Mezuman Mevachina Shloisha Shloisha? They've got to be missing the Mezuman B'Shem. Freg Mor V'Levorcha Yud Yud. They should be obligated to bench Mezuman 10. In units of 10. So the Gemara says, Shama Reish Galusa V'Yikpid. He's going to feel upset. Why? The end of the day, he's going to see that everybody's leaving anyway. He's going to see, but they're going to go out a little at a time. Three people are going to bench Mezuman quietly, and then they're going to tiptoe out. Three people are going to bench Mezuman quietly. Tiptoe out. At the end, there are only going to be 25 people left when the Reish Galusa is going to bench Mezuman. But if you're going to have 10 people leaving, 10 people benching together, 10 people leaving at a time, so it's going to be more noticeable that they're breaking up into smaller groups, so he's going to hurt his feelings. So the Gemara says that this din in the Mishnah is suspended if you're going to hurt the Balabas's feelings. The Mishnah that says that if you ate Basara, we do it by wedding a lot of times. You have many more than it's more than Mitzos and Roy Melo Asel. Everybody sees each other. And you have the same way they're serving on all of the tables, so they really have it Tzirif to Minyan Asara. But if you go, and people can't stay to the end. They can't stay to the end. So a lot of times people bench Mezuman just with three, like the Gemara says over here, because they feel that the Balabas is going to feel bad. They're going to be benching out loud by Asara, so it's going to take away from the Simcha. So they bench softly. Mevarchina Gimel Gimel. So what's the problem? There wasn't a problem of staying to the end. Not like the weddings now. The Gemara says, so why didn't they listen to the benching of the Reish Galus? The Gemara says, no, it was so noisy, it wasn't shaykh. I would do the apshik puli amba lo shami. It's going to be such a big noise because there's such a big crowd, they simply wouldn't be able to hear. So that's quoted la locha. Next Gemara is very, very difficult. Omar Rabba Tosfos, he comes up with a din. Hani Gimel, the Karchi Rift about the Adad. The three people ate bread together. They're supposed to bench Mezumin. So one of them benches on his own. He didn't ask. If he would ask the others and they'd be kind enough to pause, and you had the Gemara before, that if you have three people and two finished eating, they want to bench Mezumin, they can force the third person to answer Mezumin. If he doesn't want to answer, so the Rajba said, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that you can bench Mezumin even though he doesn't answer. But here it's the reverse. One wants to bench. So one is in a rush. So the other two don't have to pause for him. So he just benches on his own, he without a Mezumin. Then later on he decides he wants to stay on to help them make a Mezumin. So he says, Inu nafke Mezumin didei, they can make a Mezumin later and be mitzar of him, even though he benched already. However, but he will not be yotze the chiyuv, the din of reciting Birchas HaMazon ben Mezumin. Why? If Hashem Zimun l'mafreya, once he already benched, the Gemara had it before the Yom Mem Hem Beis, was that there were three Talmidim, three Amaroyim, who ate together, and no one of them was a greater Talmid Chacham than the other. So they made a mistake. They thought, they were guessing, they thought that the reason why there's an institution of benching Mezumin is because when a tzaddik, when a bigger Talmid Chacham is going to bench, so it's a heater in the benching. So let him bench Mezumin and be mitzi all of us. He's a bigger Talmid Chacham. But if all three are on the same level of Yerushalayim, all three are on the same level of Limud HaTorah, so the whole institution of Mezumin does make sense. So they decided no one of them was more outstanding than the other two in Yerushalayim. Each one of them benched on their own. Then afterwards they realized that they did wrong. So they went and they asked the Shaila. So the Amora told them, you did wrong. You should have benched Mezumin. But now it's far from. It's too late. Ein zimin l'mafreh. Once you're already benched, you can't bench over again to make a mezumin. You can't just say Baruch Shachan Mishloach. You can't make a mezumin without saying the Birchas HaMazon. So he says over here, the one who benched on his own lost his chance. He loses out. He's not yotze the din of zimun. But the other two can be mitzaref him to their zimun, even though he benched already. So the here is a problem. The Gemara said on the previous daf, if you have nine people who ate bread and one who ate yerek, or the Gemara even said if you have seven who ate pas and three who ate yerek, they have a ruba de minker, so that for sure we paskin that that's acceptable, so you can be mitzarf the three who had yerokas with the seven who had bread, and they constitute a mezumah. So what if the three who had yerokas, what if you had nine and one? Nine ate bread and the one had yerokas. One who ate yerokas already says bar nefesh, you're ready to leave. And then the nine say, wait, we want to be mitzaref you to Mezumin. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Hagos Aguda that if he already said Bar Nefashos, so he already said the Baruch HaChrein, he cannot be mitzaref him to the Zimun. So the Shal, isn't it against the Gemara? The Gemara says over here that the one who recited the Birchas HaMazon, you can be mitzaref him to the Mezumin. So why is it different if he said Bar Nefashos? So the Magen Avraham just has one line. He quotes the Hagos Aguda lahalocha, that if he said Bar Nefashos, he cannot be mitzarfim. Then he asked, what's with over here? So in one line he just says, because here it's better, because they all had bread. What's exactly the answer over here? What does he mean to say that if three people had pas, it's a chiyuv to bench mezumin, and if you have nine and one, nine people had pas, and one person had yerek, it's not a chiyuv, it's only optional. That's a shver avot, because when we were discussing the Rambam's opinion in the beginning of the parak, that three women can bench mezumin, but 10 women cannot bench mezumin b'shem. So we mentioned the Kes Mishnah says, because it's a davar shebikdusha. Birchas HaMazon, mazal is davar shebikdusha. We said, what do you do if you don't accept that pshat, that it's a davar shebikdusha? So we gave an alternate pshat. We suggested that the bench b'asar b'shem is only for mechuyiv. The bench b'shloisha, you can have a reshus, you can have a chayva. So maybe the Rambam really holds it's unclear in the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam holds the same as Rashi and Tosfos. The Noshim is Amnus Liatzman is only Rishus. That's how the Tchilas HaSugya begins like that. Clearly, the Gemara Mem Hem Beis starts off like that on the assumption that it's the Gemara wanted to prove that Shnayim There was a machlekes Rabbi Rabbi Yechon, where the shnayim zamnas, where the shnayim zamnam liatzmum is a rishus or not, shnayim shachul kachas. Pligi bar Rabbi Rabbi Charam and what's on zamnam? Zamnam Charam, what's on zamnam? Name zamnam. The Gemara wants to prove that there's such a thing as a zimun of rishus from noshim. That the fact that noshim is zamnas liatzmum, that shows that it's a rishus. Then the Gemara said, what's a tushla? What has got to do with two? By noshim is different. So that was the shaila. When you get to the Gemara's dechia, shiny hossam, that if you have three women, maybe once you get to the maskana, it's a chayva. So Rashi and Taisi say even the maskana, it's only rishus, but there's no rishus by shnayim. So we suggested that to bench basara, you have to either be mechuyev to. That's why the Rambam says that there's no ziman b'shem by noshim, because the Rambam holds like Rashi and Taisi that noshim is only rishus. And you can't have zimun b'shem b'rishus. Either you mechuyev or you don't say it all. But zimun b'shloisha, there are two types. Sometimes you mechuyev and sometimes the rishus. So maybe that'll help over here, but you're going to have to stand on your head to work out the pshat and the Magen Avraham. That what? If you have nine people that had pas and one had yerek, so you can be mitzarefim to zimun, but it's only a rishus. That'll be in contradiction to what we were suggesting. That a zimun b'shem is either you mechuyev to, or you don't say it all. So maybe that's what he means to say. The only time you have a chiyuv to bench mezumen b'shloisha basara is if they all had pas. But once you have a chiyuv, even if one of them benched, so you still have the right of them didn't bench yet, so they can still make a mezumen. He won't be yet a mezumen and zimun l'mavreh, but the others two can still be mitzarfim because there was a chiyuv. What if two of them will bench already? Let's say three people ate together, two of them will recite Birchas HaMazon. So you'll also say the third one can bench mezumim with the two already benched. That says in Shulchan Aruch that not. If the roiv of the three already benched Birchas HaMazon, so it's only if one of the three benched. Kom chad minayu. So baruch ledaite, so they can be mitzarfim. Because Rubik Kekula, the roiv is still there. But if the roiv of them already benched, then it's farfal. The yochid cannot bench. Shver, it's a shver and Magen Avraham. He doesn't explain, it's just one line. You have to fill in a lot of guessing work over here. Why should be a difference between the one who ate Yerik, once he said Barnefoshes, he's out of the picture, he can't be mitzarefim to the mezumen, as opposed to the one who recited Birchas HaMazon, and you can still be mitzarefim to the zimun. You have to say that by the Yerik it's a rishus, and here it's a chayva, once it's a chayva, it remains a chayva. Shver, so he's missing a whole hesbah. But that's what he suggests. He wants to accept the Hagoyas Agude. He wants to accept the Hagoyas Agude that once he said Barnefashis, he can't be mitzarif to one who ate the Yerek. He wants to be mitzarif to him. There's also a shayla about the one who ate the Yerek, he's mitzarif. So the Mechava Paschal is like the Mordechai, that the one who ate Yerek is mitzarif only if he had a kezayis of Yerek. So at least he's mechuyev to say some brach achreinu. The Mechaber says that Shosa Mayim, if Shosa Yain is also mitzarf, and Shosa Mayim is not mitzarf. So that's what we suggest. Maybe Shosa Mayim is not mitzarf because saying Bar Nefash is saying Bar Chachrani after water is only a minig. That's what we suggested. But if he ate Yerek, maybe that's Medina. That's also questionable because the Gemara Mem Dalan on the base discusses. There were different opinions. So on the top line, on Mem Dalan on the base. So the first Amor says, Amar Bitzchah Bar Abdi Mishim Rabbeinu. He says, Alabeh Valmini Kupro, he say Bar Nefashis. If you eat eggs or you eat flesh, then you say Bar Nefashis. Aval Yarka lo, and vegetables you don't say Bar Nefashis. Next one says, Afilo Yarka, Aval Maya lo, and water not. Then Rapapa says, Afilo Maya, even water. So we were splitting, so we were suggesting that maybe Iraqis, you say Bar Nefashis, maybe it's Medina. And on water you say Bar Nefashis, maybe it's only a mini. Why? Because the Gemara, Mem Heim et al, the last line in the parak. So it sounds like it's only a minig. But the Vilna Gaon said that even saying Bar Nefashis after potatoes, after flesh, is also just a minig. He says all the three opinions were only minig. The Gemara said before that if you have rice, you say Bar Minim Zainis in the beginning, it will be self a lo klum. So what does it mean, will be self a lo klum? The Rashi said, velo klum means you don't recite one of the special super brachas, namely you don't recite Birchas HaMazon or Ala Michya. And the Vilna Gaon gave a different shot from Rashi. He said, velo klum. Loi klum means you don't see any bracha achrayin at all. Bizman hazeh, the minig is that we do say a bracha. But bizman hatanoim, the practice was that he said, loi klum. So my suggestion was a little deichik. Why should only be if Allah shall yerek, he can be mitzarif him, because there is a chayva to say bar nefashis. As opposed to water, it's only minig. Strictly speaking, probably everything is only a minig. Even the yirok is also only a minig. That's questionable. So anyway, so the Mechaber writes, the Mechaber himself has a different reason why we split between yerek and mayim. The Magen Avraham quotes the Beis Yosef there, based on the Mishnah in it's a Mishnah in Edorim, it's a Mishnah in Maseches Erevin, that Mayim and Melech don't have any nutritional value. So therefore, if a person takes a neder not to eat kol hazon alai, so all food is included in the neder. If he says mezainis, and mezainis only refers to chameshes mini dogan, Lashem b'di adam also. But if he says kol hazon alai, so zon includes all foods that have nutritional value. You look on the nutritional panel on every package of food that they sell every can, so everything has nutritional value except for mayim and melech. Has no nutritional value. So that's the Beis Yosef gives this reason. That's why if you have shas and mayim and not mitzarif to the zimun, because it has no nutritional value. Problematic, yeah. Magen Avraham disagrees. Yeah, he says the minig is that you see mitzarif a person had water also for the mezuman, even though he only had water. The Beis Yosef came up with this original chiddush that you shouldn't be able to be mitzarif. Mitzarif the one who had the vegetable, but he can't be mitzarif the one who had water. So the shayla is how much vegetables does he have to have? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Mordechai that he has to have had a kezayis of yerek. If he has less than a kezayis, he doesn't say bar nefashos. And then the Vilna Goyen questions, and the Be'er Avraham questions, says maybe even if he had less than a kezayis. Less than a kezayis, said there isn't even any bar nefashos. So how can he be mitzarif him? The bracha achrona doesn't relate to him at all. So he holds as long as he had something, even less than a kezayis, he can also say baruch shecha l'mishaloi. And what would the Vilna Goyen say about this hagoyes aguda that the Magen Avraham quoted, that if he had yerek and he said bar nefashos, then you cannot be mitzarif him. It's the same as having yerek less than a kezayis. He doesn't have to say bar nefashos. There's nothing to say. I don't know. It's very unclear there in Shulchan Aruch. I don't know. Let's see. Shvera dinim here. Someone told me yesterday that they printed the Ha'oris of the Chazon Ish that he wrote on the side, on the margin of the Chiddush Rav Chaim Halevi. So they told me that they left out a lot of things that they didn't print. So someone told me that one of the lines that they left out was that in the introduction to the Chiddush Rav Chaim Halevi Alei Ramam that was written by Bnei HaGoyen HaMechaber, so apparently there's a line there, I didn't look it up. Apparently there's a line there that says that they included in the Sefer Chidushim from Rav Chaim on all the sugyas koshos shebishas, on all the big difficult sugyas in shas. So they told me that the Chazon Ish wrote a comment on the side, but there's nothing on brachas. He considers brachas the sugyas koshos shebishas. How come they didn't include something on brachas? Only on Tumah Vetara, and only on Kochim, and only on Nizikin Dika things. Noshim, what's wrong? Brachas also sugyas kosher shebishas. This is very kosher. This. Why is it a difference if he said bar nefashos after the yerek, he can't be mitzarf from the agoras aguda, and if he benched brachas hamazon and the gemara said beferish, he can be mitzarf. So what's the Magen Avraham make a chilek here? Very difficult. You have to make a lot of assumptions in order to knock sense into it. I don't know. Let's see. What's the next Mishnah? Shlosh shalach ha'achas ainav hashayim lecholik. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ka mashmalan tenina achad azimna." That's what it said in the first Mishnah. You don't have the exact same din repeated twice in the same parak. The exact same halacha. Rather, you have it in one place in Shas. Mol v'leparak kidaloy mol is repeated in the same Mishnah twice in parak ablezed demila. So the Taisi Yantim said something strange. Why the Gemara didn't raise the issue? Why you don't have what's in about you have a same line repeated from one mesichta to the other, from one perik to the other, exact same perik. The same perik you have the din written twice. So here it says, Shlosh Shach Lachas Chayov Lezamin. Here it says, Gimel Shach Lachach Zeno Hashem Lecholik. The exact same thing. Ma'aka Mashmal Antonino. So the first Taisus in the perik they quoted, the Yerushalmi asked the Kasha that it's a stira. So Taisus says, stira? It's not a stira, it's a repeat. The Babli says a repeat, the exact same thing. So the Yerushalmi understood that it's not the same thing. Why? Our Mishnah says, Shlosh Shachlach, En Rasham Lechalik, sounds like they all finished eating already. And they're holding by benching, so it says, En Rasham Lechalik, they're not allowed to split up. But if they didn't all finish eating yet, if only one or two of them finished eating and the other one didn't, so it sounds like whoever finished can bench and walk away. You don't say that they're mechuyev to bench mezumin. And the first Mishnah contradicts that. The first Mishnah says, Shlosh Shachlachas, if they ate together, Chayovim Lezamein, even though they didn't all finish together. So that's how the Tosfos understood the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi is assuming that you have a contradiction between the two Mishnah. He said, what did the Yerushalmi answer? The Yerushalmi gives a Machlekes Amaroyim what the answer is. But the Machlekes Amaroyim was only as far as the details. What is Tosfos quote? What do you mean, kametchila? The first Tosfos in the parak. Betchila. If they started out together, then chayovim lezamin. So even though they didn't all finish together, they're not allowed to one. The first one is not allowed to bench and walk away. Chayovim lezamin. They have to wait to make a mezumah together. But besof, if they didn't all start together, but they finished together, so then you have the next mishnah applies shlosh achlachas in rasham lecholik. If they all finish together, then they should bench mezumah together. Then the Yerushalmi asks, what's considered betchila? Ezer betchila ve'ezer lebesof. So that's a machlekes. The details is a machlekes. Pligi b'tri amaroi. So what are the two opinions? So one is, if nos nodaitem lechol zeu betchila. If they said in advance, nezel and echol, they made, they were mezamin yachad. That's how the Gemara says. They said, let's all eat together in a certain location. So they're already, and let's say they made up, they're going to eat. Then one comes and the other two guys are not there and he washes and he eats and he's ready to bench. So he's not allowed to bench. He has to wait till the other two show up. They didn't even show up yet. No, it means they started to eat. They made up, we're going to eat together. Then they started to eat. Well, they ate a little bit together. They didn't eat the kazais yet. They ate a little bit together. And one of them is already ready to leave. So since they ate a little bit together and they made up in advance that they're going to eat together, so they're chayovim lezamin. But if they didn't make up together, so that's called a bezof. The other one says no. Achlu kezayis. Achlu kezayis. Zehu betchila. What was the other opinion? Even if they didn't make up in advance to eat together. But achlu kezayis, they all ate together, chayovim, so that's chayovim lezamin, that's called betchila. And if it wasn't achlu kezayis, let's say two people ate together, and the third guy just comes later, and he's going to eat bread while they're eating dessert, that they would have eaten dessert. So that's called the besof, so that's the second Mishnah, that if they all finish together, then the mechuyev to bench mezumah. Fine. So the Yerushalmi took it that there's a steer between the two Mishnahs, and the Yerushalmi gave the teretz. Here the Babli doesn't seem to say at all what the Yerushalmi says. Babli sounds like it's saying Tanita Chodazim, that's a repeat. It's a repeat, it's not a steer. And for the Gemara, Hokam Ashmalon, so the Gemara says the added Mishnah, which is repeating the same din that appears in the first Mishnah, must be telling me something additional. What's the additional din? So it says, Gyodam Rabbah Mashmul, Gimashel Shalechal Kachas Vadain Liochlu, En Rashoim Lecholek. So what does that mean? Adain le'ochlu means they didn't need a kazayis yet. Adain le'ochlu, they didn't need a kazayis. I mean, gimel she'yosh v'lechol, that's the pashtus, is the first answer of the Bavli, is the same answer that Yerushalmi gave. Yerushalmi said it in the name of Shmuel. U'meshani Shmuel kam betchila kam besof. Yerushalmi quotes Shmuel, gave that teretz. And the Bavli quotes, Amar Abba Amar Shmuel. So what's the first version? What did Shmuel say? If Yoshvu Lechol, they all made up in advance. Nezel and Echol Beduch Plan, they all made up in advance. They're going to eat together, even though they didn't eat. Radain Le'ochlu means they didn't even eat a kazayis yet. One is ready to one ate his whole meal, and the other two just started to eat. They all made up in advance. They're going to eat together. One guy went and he washed and he eats and shine, and he's eating. He's eating a little bit of bread when the other two start to eat bread, but they didn't all have a kazayis yet. So that's Shmuel over here in the Babli. Sounds like what Shmuel is quoted as saying in the Yerushalmi. That if they made up a kviyas in advance, even though they didn't have a kazayis together, they're mechuyev to bench mezuzah. But if they didn't have a kriyas in advance, then it's only if they finish eating together. So it could be that the first teretz given by the Bavli corresponds to what the Yerushalmi said in the name of Shmuel. But then the Gemara has lishnach mina. Another version has it. Amar Abba Mishmuel Gansan a different than Hachik Tani. One could have argued the point and said, if you only have the first Mishnah, Shlosha Shachlo Kachas means that they're all the challahs on the table, and everybody's eating from the same challah, everybody's eating from the same chicken, from the same vegetables, from the same dessert, everybody's eating from the same thing. But let's say students in yeshiva, each one brings his own sandwich, and then they all make up, let's all eat on a certain table together, and we'll all discuss what we learned in Shir. We'll all discuss something together over lunch, but each one is eating his own food. So one could have argued the point and said, based on the first Mishnah, Shlosha Shachlu Kachas Chayav Nizam, is only if they ate, they're sharing in common the pasta or the chicken or the vegetables or the dessert. So that's why the Mishnah repeats the same thing, Shlosha Shachlu Kachas, and added Chidush, even though Kalecha V'yecha Yochel Mikikroi, they still mechuyev to bench mezuzah together. So this line, that's what the Bach points out. And the Vilna Gaon points out, half of the Rishonim don't have this second line. They just have the first line, because the first line of Shmuel corresponds to what is said in the Yerushalmi. The second line is the correct din, but it doesn't seem to, it's quoted in the name of Shmuel. That's not what Shmuel is quoted as having said in the Talmud Yerushalmi. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. Agir says Mischalfas, whether you have this whole second line or not. Then the Gemara gives Inami a third suggestion. This is the real complicated thing. What is the Gemara giving a third suggestion? That when the second Mishnah says, it's referring to a very fancy case. Usually you say, means the three people ate. These three people, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, ate together. What if Reuven ate with a group of people, Shimon ate there? There were eight people ate together in three different groups, eight and eight. And then one of the eight had to leave. He couldn't, and the other seven were not prepared to answer mezuzah for him there in the middle of eating. So he had to leave, so he didn't bench. So one of those eight, one of these eight, and the seven remained behind. And the seven are going to bench mezuzah. Seven are going to bench mezuzah. These three people, they all joined together over here. They don't eat anything together. Pashup shot. The Ramban quotes the Raibet only if they do eat together. But the Pashup shot, most of the Ramban disagrees with the Raibet. He doesn't think it's correct. Pashup shot, Shloshi Shabo, Migimu Chaburas. And these three people didn't eat, Rashi writes, they don't eat anything together. Each one of the three ate a whole meal together with the other seven. So that's what he says. Since b'mekomam they when ischaibu b'mezuman, when they ate together with their whole group, there was a group of eight and a second group of eight and a third group of eight. Gimel shabami gimel chaburis enem asharim lecholik them mechuyif to bench mezuman together, and that's what the second Mishnah is telling me. Shloshu shlochel ka'achas, it's not ka'achas. These three ate together. There were three groups. Each group had a shloshu shlochel ka'achas. And one of each of the groups joined together, so they're also the remain chayav lezamin. They can make a mezuzah together. So the Gemara Amar Rav Chizda v'hu shabo migimel chambur shigimel ben yodam. You have to have that each one of the three came from a group of three or more. If each one ate by himself and then they joined together, so there's no mezuzah. At the basis of mezuzah is you have to have shlosh lukachas. And then you have another condition. Amar Rav v'loy Amar Nela. This din of Rav Huna only applies. So here, Tosis on Oman Aleph starts picking on Rashi. What did Rashi say? What does Tosis say? So Rashi learns that the only time these three people from the three groups of eight each could be mitzvah from Lizimun is only if they didn't answer mezuman originally. Let's say there were three groups of eight each, and the three people who were left behind, they never benched the first time. How come they didn't bench? The seven wanted to bench, and the eighth guy didn't finish eating, so he said, I'll answer Mizun. So he answered. And then the seven benched, and they left. And then the other seven, they benched, and they left. Each guy already answered. The eighth person in each of the three groups already answered Mizuman. But then he kept on eating the bulk of his meal after he answered Mizuman. That's the halacha. So the Gemara says, in such a case, Azman alai beduchtai, if they answered Mizuman where they were, parach zimun minayhu. So they're already yotzei the zimun. They're already yotzei the zimun, and they cannot bench Mizuman again a second time. So here the Rishonim ask on Rashi, Pshita maikamashmalan rove. What do you mean, parach zimun minayu? Parach zimun minayu means they lost their chance. The zimun flies away and disappears. What do you mean the zimun flies away? They were yotzei mizuman. They answered mizuman. The din is, echod is mapsik lishnayim. So if you have three groups, each group has eight, and the seven want a bench, and the eighth guy didn't finish eating, so the Gemara said the din before, they had the din before that he's supposed to be mapsik. And the answer for the Zimun. It's supposed to be no answer against him. So he's Yotze Mizuman. So they were Yotze Mizuman. So what do you tell me? They lost their chance. What kind of a lotion they lost their chance? The Gemara should say, Kvar Yotze Yidei Choy Bazimun. Lord, Maran El Delayak Dimu Hanach Ve'azman Alay Biduchtai. Azman Alay Biduchtai. But if they used them to answer the Mizuman, Kvar Yotze Yidei Choy Bazimun. The lotion Parach Zimun Minayu is awkward. How does Rashi translate So Rashi says like this: if there were three groups of four, I gave a moshe there were three groups of eight. So let's say the seven bench Mizuman, and the eighth guy happened to walk out. He went to the bathroom, and the seven wanted to bench, and they didn't want to wait for him. So the seven in each group benched, and the eighth one didn't bench at all. He wasn't even there, didn't even answer. So Rashi says, fine. Since the eighth one in each one of the groups, each of the three groups of eight, became mechuyev in zimun, and he wasn't there when they were benching mizuman, he never answered mizuman, so will not be parach zimun minayu, and then the three will be mechuyev to bench mizuman together. Now, even though they didn't eat anything together, that's how Rashi learns in the Gemara. So the Rosh quotes the Rishonim, the Rosh with the Rabbeinu Yoina before the Rosh. So they quote the Rishonim who disagree with Rashi. What do you mean? If the whole group already benched, the three people, the three individuals who came from these three groups of eight each, so the whole group already benched Mizuman. So they interpret that that's what the words of the Gemara mean. Parach Zimun Minayu, their Mizuman flies away. Since the seven who are left behind, let's say one leaves that group, one leaves that group, one leaves this group, they're not even there by the group anymore. And then they hear, while they sit together and they're talking politics, these three are talking politics over here, talking learning, whatever. So they hear that the group of seven is benching Mizuman. So these Rishonim interpret, that's what it says in the Gemara. Parach Zimun Minayu. They were not Yotze Mizuman. But since the whole group already benched Mizuman, they're only a tuffle to the group, they're only one, so the whole group loses its Mizuman. And Rashi says it's not so. So that's a fundamental machlokes Rashi and the other Bali Yatosis, and the other Rishonim. On Omed Aleph, the Taisus is very unclear. What does Taisus say? Yagdimu biyazminu alai biduchtai pirusha ocho kalech me'ashlosha v'hipsik lishnayim shoyim mesumim imoy arazan. He answered the mezuman parochay v'zimun me'aleihem tur min azimun v'sham l'chalav Rashi lo pirushkein. What's Rashi lo pirushkein? That's what it says in our Rashi also. So the Taisus on Omed Aleph is at this megumgum. If you look in the Tosafot of Yudas Silion here, there's a long, long, long arichas. He tells you what he's disagreeing with Rashi about this. The Rashi said, Rashi translates, Parach Zimun Minayu, since they answered Mizuman already, so they were Yotze already, so he tainus, how does that fit into the words? Parach Zimun Minayu. Parach Zimun Minayu means that they lost their chance even though they didn't answer Mizuman. If they answer Mizuman, so they Yotze Mizuman. So of course you don't say twice Mizuman for the same meal. So Allah Almighty said, this is a machlokes HaRishonim. What if the seven in each group, the three groups of Rashi's mashal, there are three groups of four, and one of each group leaves, and then the three who are left behind bench Mizuman in each group. So Rashi translates in the Gemara that the three can bench Mizuman together, even though the whole group already benched Mizuman. And the other Bali Atesis insists that it's not so. The din cannot be, since their group already bench mizumin. So it's parach zimim mina. According to Rashi, the Rishonim is going to Rashi, what's the chiddush? As min alai, if they answer mizumin, what's the chiddush? So the Rosh explains the chiddush is like this. They answered mizumin, there were three groups of three each, and the two finished eating, so they wanted to leave. So the shlishi was echad mafsik lishnayim. So the third one was mafsik tansim mizumin. And then after the two left in each group, then these three guys are sitting all by themselves. So they say, well, let's join together. So they join together and they start eating another meal together. So one might have thought that true they answered mizumin the way you say that mizumin, but this is another meal. So one might have thought, since they ate together after they answered mizumin, and they ate more than a kezayis, more than a kebetza now, so I would have thought that they have to bench another mizumin. So that's what the Gemara says, no, parach zimim minayu. They look, even though they ate a whole meal, it's not considered a new meal, since they didn't have to say birchas hamazon in between. They didn't have to wash until the zirayim. They didn't say hamoitzi in between. It's all a hemshech. There never was a hesach hadas. So you don't have two mizumins on one meal. Even though they ate more bread after they finished eating the first time, you don't have two mezumins on one meal. That's how the Rosh tries to defend the Rashi from this kasha that the Rishonim are bothered. What's the chiddush according to Rashi? About a parach zimim minayu, they were yotzei mezumin. So he says, no, would have thought that if they continued to eat more bread after they answered mezumin, so then now they were in this chabru yachad to bench mezumin anew in this new group. So that's what kamash malon, that you don't have two mezumins on one meal. And basically, this is one suda, because there was no Hesach Hadas in between.
Didn't Rashi say something about what they didn't eat the second time?
Rashi said, they didn't eat anything. Yeah, but then when you get to Amid Beis, and the Gemara says, Azmin alai biduchtai parach zimu minayu, so what does that mean? So if they answered mizuman, of course they don't answer mizuman, of course they don't make another mizuman again. What's the chiddush? They were yotzei mizumin already. That's what the Rosh tries to defend Rashi. He says, at this point, Rashi means in this line,
a different case
from Amud Aleph. Yeah, Amud Aleph, even if they don't eat anything together, they can still bench mizumin. But in Amud Beis, the Gemara says, if they answered mizumin, they can't bench mizumin again. So, Pshita, Maika, Mashmalon, said the Rosh wants to defend the Rashi. Said, that's what it means. Even though now we're talking about a case that they did continue to eat. Amarav Amino Amin Olo. It's a very strange tzushta. The Rishonim break their heads over here to try to figure out the tzushta. So he's going to prove that this din is correct. Which din? We just said 10 different dinim here with different shitas. So he says, Mino Amin Olo Adisnan. We have a Mishnah that says there is a din of Shviras HaKelu. There is a din, any kli that becomes Tomei, Yetoivel and a Mikvah, and it becomes Tohar. Okay, what happens if it's a kli cheres? So tefillah and mikveh doesn't help. So the pasuk says, yishover. If you do shviras akli, then becomes tohar. What if you have, let's say I have a piece of furniture, and it's mekabel tumah. So I'll take out all the drawers, and then I'll put the drawers back in. So you say that's shviras akli. Shviras akli is if I have a pot, and I crack the pot into three parts, and it's not useful now, and then I glue it back together again. So that's called Shviras HaKli. What if you have a Kli Shel Prokim, a Kli that they advertise that a six-year-old can take it apart and put it back together and reassemble it? You don't have to have an Umen. Ein Tzoruch Umen L'Hachziro. A Hed Yit Yoch L'Hachziro. That's what Tosfos quotes from the Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos, the Loshon that they're quoting is from Masech Shabbos. They don't tell you that. The other Rishonim tell it's a Gemara in Shabbos. If you have a Kli Shel Prokim made of parts, so let's say this chair. This chair, it's not so easy to assemble it. It's a maisa umnes. You have to tighten it. So if you have a chair that became tame and you unscrew it and then it becomes tohar, that's called shviras akli, and then you screw it back together again. So mikan al habod will be makabel tumah, but the old tumah that it had will not fly back. The Gemara has a din tumah yishonah. The Gemara has a din by kli mateches. And the first parak in Shabbos, the Gemara says one of the Yud Ches Dovah, they made Xerah de Rabbanon, the days of Shimon and Shetach. It says that Yanai Malka Malkasa, we're going to throw a party, and everything. And what happened was, all the kelim, they realized the kelim were tameh. So she wanted the dafket to use the expensive kelim. So she had an expert crack every single kli. They were metal kelim. She cracked. They were nitma tumas meis. So if you're going to be toivel it in the mikveh, it'll take you need hazar shlishi shvi. Then you toivel the mikveh. So they didn't have a week. They needed it for the same day, for the next day. They couldn't even wait to hive a shemesh. So the story was that they cracked every single kli, and then they had someone solder it all back together. They had the unlimited funds. So that someone glued back the kelim all together. So strictly speaking, menatar, the tumah disappeared because of shviras hakli. And then when you glue it back together, mikar lahabon be roy lekabel tumah. But the old tumah yishona flew away and it doesn't come back. So in order that people shouldn't do that, so they made, what's wrong if you do that? I don't know. If you can afford it, give and take. I don't know. So the Gemara says, in order that people shouldn't try that stunt, you may not crack the kli properly. So they made Gzera Derabbanan that there's a Tumah Yishona. So since the Maaseh Shoya wasn't kli mateches, so they only made Gzera Derabbanan by kli mateches. They didn't make it by other kin. See, the Mishnah is not talking, this mito, shenignavo, is not talking about a kli mateches. Talking about a regular kli. So if you have, Tesis points out, if you look in Sukkah Dap Tezayin, there's a machlokes hatanoim. So we pass from Allah like the Chachamim that a mita shall prokim if you have a bed or a couch or a sofa that's made up of different pieces and you can take them apart and put them back together again and you don't need an umin to reassemble it. A 6-year-old child can figure out how to do it. You don't need a maisumnis. So then the Gemara says it's mekabel, it's metame evorim. It's even mekabel tumeh when it's disassembled. Not only does it have a shame kli when it's assembled, even when it's disassembled, it's metame evarim, it's mekabel tumeh. Even when it's evarim evarim, it's not mechuba yachad. So Tosis is bothered with the kasha. How does the Mishnah say here that you have a mito that became tumeh, and then they disassembled it, they took it apart. So they took it apart, it becomes tahar. That's what it says. It becomes tahar. How does it become tahar? So Tosis explains, no. That Mishnah, that din in Masechah Sukkah, that's a machlokes hatanoim. Veli nireh, pasmar sheyochel lachzir kasher batchila sakno, v'hed yet yochel lachzir. If it's you don't have to be an expert to reassemble it, so then it retains the shame kli even when it's taken apart. And our Mishnah perhaps is, that's the suggestion that Tosfos gives. Our Mishnah perhaps is talking about a mito that you need an uman lahachaziro. So this is called shviras hakli. There, if it's hed yet yochel lachzir, it's not called shviras hakli. It retains the shem kli even when it's evorim evorim, and here we're talking that it's you need a numen lahachazira. When you look in the Rishonim Mishnayos Kelim, they give another suggestion that even if you're talking about a case where a head yet yochel lahachazira, so when you take apart the kli, it still retains the shem kli by medvar mamurim if you plan to reassemble it at some time in the future. Now I no longer need it. So I'm putting it away. I'm putting it in the box. And when next summertime comes, I'll reassemble the kli. And it'll be easily reassembled. So then it retains the same kli all along, even when it's in the state of Eivor. But what if the ganovim stole chetzio? Mito shenignavo chetzio. It's a bed that can be easily reassembled. But ganovim walked off with half of the kli. Osho of the chetzio was lost. So I don't think I'm ever going to get it back. Or shel chokur ha'achem or ha'shutfim. They're shutfim on something. So it's a dover she'ein bo kedei chaluk. You're not supposed to cut it in half. So they decided to cut everything in half. So they have a table. It's a, let's say, mito shel prokin, a kli. That doesn't make any sense to cut a table in half, just destroy it. But it's a mito shel prokin. It's a kli shel prokin, can be easily reassembled. But they wanted to divide it. So one brother takes one half, the other brother takes the other half, and they don't know when they're ever going to reassemble it. So the only time it retains the shame kli, even when it's mufurak, evarim evarim, is only if daito lahachaziro. But if it's ain't daito lahachaziro, then it loses the shame kli. So that's what the Mishnah says. If hech tahor, it becomes tahor. And then the Mishnah continues, what if hech ziru? What if in the end the ganavim returned the half of the kli? And we never thought that we're ever going to get back that half of the kli. Or the half of the kli that got lost. We never thought we'd ever see that half of the kli. Or we divided it, the shutfim or the yarshim divided it. And then later on, one of them bought, and they thought each one's just going to have a half of kli. And then later on, one of them bought the other half from the other one, hech ziruah. So then, mikana lahabot, mikabel tumah. The Kabbalah still in Mikan al Abba. So the Gemara is Medayik. Rav is Medayik from the Mishnah. Only Mikan al Abba, and it's only Mikabel Tumah from that one. Lamafreya, lo. You don't say that it's a Gloy Muslim Lamafreya that retained the shame Kli all along. Alma, what do you see from that Mishnah? Kevin the Palgua, once they divide the Kli in half, that's considered Shviris HaKli. Either because Ein Ahed Yit Yochel HaZiro, or even if Ahed Yit Yochel HaZiro, but it's Ein Daito LaHaZiro. They didn't think the way the other Rishon. Tosfos said we're talking about a case Ein Ahed Yit Yochel HaZiro. Or the Rishonim, the Rash, and the Rosh, and Mishnais Kelim, they say, even Ahed Yit Yochel HaZiro, but he doesn't plan ever to be Machzir here. The half of it was stolen, the half of it was lost, and the half of it was, they made a Chalukas HaShutvim. So the other half, I'm never going to see that part. So, given the Palgua, since they divided it, Shleom and us to be stored back, Parach Leitum Amino, fine, so that I understand. That's called Shviris HaKli. So what's a Tzushtel Hachanami here too? Kevin the Azmin Alayu, Parach Zimun Minayu. What's the Tzushtel? What in the world is the Tzushtel over here? That originally there was a Chabura of Shloisha, and one went away, so you no longer have Shloisha, and then one went away from each three chaburis, and they joined together. So the Gemara says they do make a mezuman. So what is the mashal? What is the nimshal? Very difficult, very difficult. Rashi has a whole comment, and the Rishonim don't understand what the tzushtel is. It's a long arichas. The Tosfos Rabbi Yudah is early on this. He thinks that the mashal sounds more like one of the other pshatim that the Rishonim gave there. Rabbi Yonah also has a long arichas here. It's very peladic. Very peladic, Gemara.
Rabbi, why should Ahed Yit Yochel HaZiro make a difference for Tumah? I understand by Shabbos, so you could talk about whether there's an issue of putting the cable back together or not. But by Tumah, it has no Kohen Hishtamshus when it's in its separate units. So shouldn't we say, like in general, by Galen, that once they lose the Hishtamshus, so it's far from the Masa?
It didn't really lose its ishtamshus temporarily. What if I have a chair that you have folding chairs and the chair is folded up and sitting in the closet for 5 years? So you're going to say it's not mekabel tumah because it doesn't have ishtamshus. You can easily open it up and use it. We have no cause. We have no need. But we have a shavu brachas. But we have a shalom zacha. So we take out the chairs. We haven't used it for 10 years. So you don't say it's not mekabel tumah. Also, if you have a kli shel prokim and you took it apart, it retains the same kli. Same din for Shabbos. Ain't binyan b'kelim. That's what it says. Ain't binyan b'kelim means if you reassemble the pieces of a kli and a Ahed Yit Yochel HaZiro, it's easily assemblable. So that's not considered asiyas kli mechodesh. You just reassembled it. But if you reassemble the pieces of a television, or reassemble the pieces of an automobile, and you need a numen for that, so that's asiyas kli. It's called yesh binyan. It is called binyan. It's binyan mechadosh. Asiyas kli mechadosh is binyan. But if you just reassemble a kli shel prokim and a Ahed Yit Yochel HaZiro, so that's not called asiyas kli. The same here, is it called shviras kli or not? So they say if Ahed Yit Yochel HaZiro, it's not called shviras kli.
And in the case of Achin Shechol, should we say that it's your day midei tumasa just with machshava, or should we just say the fact that they decided to each one take a half a bed that was like a maisa to make the bed?
I make sure it's not yurid. No. The klal only is if they actually took it apart, even though they didn't break anything. It's a kli shel prokim and a Ahed Yit Yochel HaZiro, but it's ein daitam lahachazir. So that's what the Rishonim add on. You don't necessarily have to say like Tosfos that our Mishnah is talking about ein Ahed Yit Yochel HaZiro, even a Ahed Yit Yochel HaZiro. But the shutvim divided it and they don't plan to rejoin it again.
You're
going to have a spare part.
So the Dasa Shushan is really what can make it lose its existing Tumah and not be right.
If Ein B'daitom L'Hachaziro, so then it's considered Shviris HaKli. If B'daitom L'Hachaziro, then it's called, I folded up the Kli and I put it away. Then it retains the Shem Kli.
Isn't there a Mishnah that says that Isur Tumah Le'afinu, Rebbe and Eretz Svi talk towards the Gemara Shnos Aliyahu, about the three worlds of Torah. Does this Gemara seem to?
How does Rava prove his point from a Mishnah and Torah? I don't think he's proving a point. He's giving a dogma. He's giving a mashal. Just like over there, just as a mashal, as a mashal is okay. Yeah, Isur Mitumah Le'afinu. The Gemara has a klal. He cannot learn that, but I don't think he meant it as a yalfusa. Mino amino le. He says as a dogma, just like over there, something similar over there. But this is a big discussion that the Rishonim have. What is the similarity? There's no similarity living and dead. What is the din? What is the din here by the Mizuman that they thought that there's a mashal even from the Mishnah in Caleb? So that's what the Rabbeinu Yehuda Sir Leon with the Rabbeinu Yoina, that's what they give Arichas in about. What exactly is the similarity? No. Very Gemara. Let's see. Shtei Chaburis, we learn Tana the Brisa. And the Shamish Menem, Shamish Mitzarfim. The Pashta says even though the Shamish is not eating, that's the Pashta side thing. Okay. Then the Mishnah has a Machlekes Satanoi. That what? We had the opening Mishnah in Ketzer Mevarchem had that on all Peres Eilon you recite Bar Pihuot, except for Yayin that you recite Bar Piagofen. So the Gemara said that Bar Piagofen is a special fancy broche. Because Yayin is a special fancy Michael, so that's why they changed the bracha. The bracha really should have been Bari Pri Ha'etz, because the Mashkema Yotz Men Azeis Men Anovim retain the Shem Pri. And that's why the Gemara says sometimes they say Bari Pri Ha'etz on Shem and Zayis. That's on the bottom of Lamed Hamed Beis, the top of Lamed Vavim. But Aleph sometimes say Bari Pri Ha'etz on Shem and Zayis. And the bracha for grape juice should have also been Bari Pri Ha'etz. But if it was converted into wine, then we have this special super bracha. So when exactly, that's the Gemara's machlekes. When exactly is it converted into wine? So that's the machlekes in the Mishnah. So the yenoshe bizmana tanoim v'chazokas miyoy, and it didn't taste so good unless you did mezige, unless you mixed in a little bit of water. Our yenos are very schwach to begin with, so it doesn't need any mezige. It's good the way it is. But bizmana tanoim, the yain was so strong, so the Rablazer was of the opinion. And Baruch Mala Yayin, the special Baruch of Bar Piagof and Achit and Atocha Mayim. Because, man, you don't do Mezigas, it doesn't have the special super Baruch. So it retains the same old, plain old Baruch as Bar Pri for Eitz. That's the Rashi. Areo Ka'anovim and Bechosa Bar Pri for Eitz. That's the Rashi and Amid base. Because the Mashma Yotzim and Azeis Ma'anovim retains the same Pri. And the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim Amir Mevorch. And we say, the special super bracha Bar Pri Hagofen was instituted even without mezigah. Gemara is going to ask, what is it good for? Who wants to use the sharp wine if it didn't have mezigah yet? What chashivas does it have? Why should it have a special super bracha? Isn't Rav Lezer right? It should just be Bar Pri Ha'etz. Why should it have the fancy bracha? Some people would mix in other things into the wine. The drink, the way it is, the taka doesn't taste good. But they would mix in other things to make a drink out of it. Okay. So that's the Machlokes Rav Lezer and the Chacham. So the Gemara...
What kind of person? What? What kind of person? Vis-a-vis
with water. What is it? Vis-a-vis to make this new thing? No, the new thing they mix in, not water. They mix in spices. And the whole thing together blends in. To drink it on its own without the spices only makes sense if you do mezigah with water.
What's wrong with the answer that you can mix it with water?
No, but right now, what chashivas, what super chashivas does it have that it should be fancy, schmancy bracha, bar pri hagofen?
With spices and other things, mixing it with water is not the same. Why is mixing with water less than mixing with spices?
No, mixing with water, but I didn't do it yet. He didn't mix it with the water. But mixing with the spices, he doesn't have to add any more water. The way it is right now, I mean, why does he say the bar pri hagofen before he mixes it with the spices?
Yeah. Oh. Because
being able to mix it is mechayev, so being able to mix it with water should also be mechayev. Don't know. So we pass like the Rabbanan. Good kash. I don't know. We pass like the Rabbanan. That even the yayin, we don't have this issue. Our yayin does need mezigah, but even bizman ha-gemara that the yayin needs mezigah. So the Gemara says that you say the machlok is hatanai. We pass like the Rabbanan that you say bar pri hagofen. Even on the Yain Shein Amozim. Then the Gemara quotes, Amar Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina, Moirim Cham Rab Lezer B'Koy Shal Bracha. If you're using wine for Bichas Amozim, Alakos, or for Kiddush Alakos, or for Havdol Alakos, whenever you have a Koy Shal Bracha, Shem Yivarcha Mola, Vachit, and the Teicha Ma'ayim. There the Rabbana would agree. True, you say Bar Pri Agofen on the wine, even if you didn't do a Mezige, has the Hashivas of wine, you say Bar Pri Agofen. But a Koy Shal Bracha that's supposed to be Yain, that they all agree. Why my timer? Beina mitzvah mina mufra. It's only mufra if it's the whole idea of a kosher bracha should be pleasant, should taste good. So here Tosis quotes the Gemara in Pesachim. Tosis says, how do we pasken halacha lemaisa? Lemai chazi. Tosis says, v'chein halacha ki rabbonon. We pasken against Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer shamutihu. The yayin chai mevorchim ala bor pi agofen. As it says in the Gemara in Pesachim, shosan chai yotzo. Yeah, but shosan chai is by the arba koisis. So isn't that a brocha ala kois? The Gemara says by koishol brocha, even the rabbanon amoidim. Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, amoidim chacham the Reb Lezer, the koishol brocha shem bevorchim ala, v'shiten atoch amayim. You're not supposed to use it for koishol brocha. Means lahatchila. Means lahatchila, you're not supposed to use it for koishol brocha before we do a mezige. That it should be mitzvah min amuvcha. And the Gemara Pesachim is talking about the yevet. Shosan chai, if you drink the arba koisis without having done a mezige, so the Gemara says, b'di yevet yu yoytze. L'chadchidu shouldn't have done. L'chadchidu should have done a mitzvah min amufko and made the mezige for the arba koisis. The arba koisis is a koishal brocha also. So the Gemara now quotes a tosefta. The Gemara quotes a tosefta, which elaborates on the machlokes. Machlokes of Blazer and the Chachamim is not only a machlokes when do you say bor piagofen, it's also relevant to the shayla, when can you use which kind of wine or which kind of grape juice for the purpose of washing the tilis yadayim? Strange topic. So the Gemara somehow is it one and the same machlekes? Reb Lezer and the Rabbanan l'shitasim, or are they two unrelated machlekes? So here there are a whole bunch of girsas. Rashi with the long Vilna Goyen and Taisvis, the whole isik over here. What's this second machlekes by the tilis yadayim? Tan Rabbanan. Yain atchulay nasan atoch ha-mayim, it's Reb Lezer speaking, if he didn't do the mezigah yet, ein mevorchim ola bore pri agofen ola bore pri ha-eitz, because the mashkma yetz ben azeitz mandofen retain the shame pri, so he say bore pri ha-eitz, it's like eating grapes. Noit l'mimenu la-yodayim. Since it's plain old may peiris, so you're allowed to use it for netilus yadayim purposes. Poshib Shah means until it's time to eat bread. Poshib Shah. Some of the Rishonim say it does mean that. It means he wants to wash his hands. His hands are dirty. But Poshib Shah means until it's time for bread. Mishinosan l'sochamayim. Reb Lezer says that once you did the mezige, and then the din is ve'ein not l'men ola yadai. Why does it change? Why does it change? See, there are two pshatim in Rashi. Second pshat in Rashi is in that men la yadayim is an issue of hefsed oichlim. So once it has its status of yayin, there's an issue of hefsed oichlim. Before it has its status of yayin, then there's no issue of hefsed oichlim. Why? It's only made peris. Why isn't there an Issa Hepsed Echlen? The answer is Litzorach B'nei Yodom. Just like it said in Shulchan Aruch, there's no Issa Baltashchis whenever something is done, Litzorach B'nei Yodom. So there's no Issa Hepsed Echlen if it's Litzorach B'nei Yodom. So why does it become also all of a sudden if it's Yayin? You mean Yayin, we're more machmer on Bizoyin Echlen. We're more machmer on the Bizoyin and not so much on the Hepsed Echlen. Not that we're worried about Baltashchis, the Hepsed Echlen. The Hepsed Echlen, strictly speaking, it's off in the Adam, so there's no reason. It means bizoyin oichlim. So we're more makbid on some foods than on others. The Gemara is going to say we're more makbid on pas than we are about other macholim. So we're more makbid on yayin than we are about mei peiris. So once it's going to be yayin, Reb Lezer says it only enters into the category of yayin when you do the mezigah. So Kozman, it didn't have mezigah, it's mei peiris. So let's open the yad. We're allowed to use it for nitzilus yadayim. After it, nos and the selcha mayim has yain. So there's more serious din of bizoyin oichlim. So we're more medaktik on bizoyin oichlim on the yain than we are on the mei peiros. So then we say ain't men alay yadayim. V'chacham amar min benker chabeker chmavachan al bar piagof ain't men alay yadayim. It has the same yain even from before the mezige, and therefore we're more makbid on the bizoyin oichlim. Even before you did the mezigah, yayin is more chomer than stam orange juice and apple cider. Orange juice and apple cider is also a din of baltashchis. But the tzarach min yadim is no baltashchis. But even though there's no Baal Tashchis, but it's a Psa Anisa Rabbi Zaynach. That's one Pshat. Yeah. That's the Pshat that Rashi introduces later. What's the first Pshat that Rashi has? Not Menelah Yadayim, the Shem Mayim Olav. May Peris Bialma Mikri. It has a Shem Mayim. Masheni came Mishinos and Lestocha Mayim Shem Yayin Olav. And not Menelah, they know it Menelah Be Mayim. The Tilis Yadayim has to be Dafke Mayim, and Yayin is not Mayim. May Peris is Mayim. But Yayin is not Mayim. Where do you get such an einfall that you can only do Netilus Yadayim with Mayim? So the end of the Taisus, they have Bar Pihoetz. The Taisus they ask of Bar Pihoetz. Taisus ends off the last three lines. Mil yesh mefarshim and Netilus Yadayim bina Mayim nechsiv v'yodav lo shatav ba Mayim. What's the din? A mikveh is only good if it's Mayim. If you have a mikveh may peris, that's a psul derais. That's not good menater. The pasuk speaks about a zav. If a zav is tamei biyodav lo shatav mamayim, chiga zav batohor. If a zav touches something biyodav lo shatav mamayim, he wasn't yet toivel in the mikveh. So what is it? That's the pasuk pshat. Biyodav lo shatav mamayim, and the zav was not toivel in the mikveh. Doesn't mean he didn't dip his hands in the mikveh. What does it help if he dips his hands? The rest of the body is still tamei. Can't be toivel lachatzoyin. So why does it say biyodav lo shatav? So the Gemara explains. My yod mi baray, I've called mi baray. It means that the base hastorim two dinim. Number one, base hastorim. You don't have to open your mouth when you toivel into the mikveh. You only need bias maim on the surface of the body. And number two, let's say an adam tohor will stick his finger inside my mouth. I'm an adam tomei, and he'll put his finger inside my mouth. There'll be maga hatomei, but the maga will be maga base hastorim. So maga base hastorim doesn't count. Also learned that in this pasuk. If the zav touches the tor, how does he touch? The yodav lo shatav amayim, he wasn't tovel his hands, means he wasn't tovel the body. But if the adam tohor becomes tomei through maga hazav from the mekamas hamechusim shebegufo, so then the Gemara says that there's no maga. Maga beis hastorim is not called maga. Masa it is. Masa it is. Let's say a kazayis nevela is metame b'maga m'masa. So let's say if I'll touch a kazayis nevela sitting on a table, I'll touch it, so that's maga. What if I'm wearing gloves and I touch it, so there is no maga. But if I push it, that'll be masa. So it's metame b'masa. What happens if somebody puts a kazayis of nevela in my mouth? Do I become tame or not? So the maga is maga beis hastorim, it's not metame. But it's metame b'masa. So masa beis hastorim is metame. It's not a din that beis hastorim is kemisha eino. The Gemara just says if it's balua, balua is kemisha eino. Let's say I'm on the operation table and they cut a hole in my chest and they take a kazayis from a nevela and they put it in. So then there's no maga, there's no masa. Because balua means the inside of the body. That's not called balua. This part of the mouth is not called balua. This part of the ear is not called balua. Deep, if you go deep into the ear, that's called balua. If you go deep into the throat, you'll reach a point that's going to be balua. But the mouth, the regular cavity of the mouth, that's called beis hastorim. That's not called balua. So the Gemara learns that the both dinim from this pasuk, yodav lo shata b'mayim. My yodav mi baray, I've called mi baray. Yodav is on the surface of the body. So the Gemara learns that you don't need bias mayim in the beis hastorim. That's one din. You only need bias mayim on the outside. You don't have to open your eyes when you talk to mikvah. You don't have to open your mouth. And then number two, that maga beis hastorim doesn't count. Chiyga azav ba tohar biyodav lo shota b'mayim. That the maga only counts if it's yodav mi baroy. If it's a maga beis hastorim, doesn't count. Not because beis hastorim is kemisha'eno, that's balua is kemisha'eno. But maga beis hastorim is not called maga. Yeah. So Taisus quotes, that pasuk says biyodav lo shota b'mayim. That pasuk is really means that the Zav was not toivel in a mayon. A zav has to be toivel in a mayon. A mikveh doesn't even help. A zav means mayim chaim. So it says v'yodav l'shat mamayim, who wasn't toivel in water. So the mikveh, that's a din. Everybody agrees. The mikveh to be toivel in or a mayon has to be mayim. May peris is no good. But the Gemara makes an asmachta from this pasuk from the Tilus Yadayim. V'yodav l'shat b'mayim. So the Gemara in the first daf in Kol HaBasim makes an asmachta from this pasuk. That you see that there's an institution of Netilus Yadayim. So the truth in the matter of pasuk is not talking about tilsa. That means he's toivel in the mikveh. So of course you need mind, but because they made an asmachta to make a drush and asmachta and a tilsa yadayim based on this pasuk. So that's why yesh meforshim that we insist dafke on mayim and may peris is no good. So they're going to have a whole different girsa here in the gemara. But Rashi's girsa is that may peris is good, but just that may peris is dina kemayim. But yayin, that's a different thing. Yayin is the first pshat in Rashi. Yayin al pidin may not be used for netilas yadayim. And the second pshat, not al pidin, yayin may not be used. It's an iser of bizoyin oichlam. We're more machmer on, even though it's not a baltashkes, because it's off in the Odom, there's no baltashkes, but we're more machmer on bizoyin oichlam on yayin than we would be on grape juice or orange juice. Then the Gemara is going to get involved in Bizoy Neuchlin. Okay, Blinetta tomorrow, we'll continue here.